Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show coming to you live and direct. I'm in South Florida, but my guests tonight are not. They are all the way up in Toronto, Canada, and I'm very, very excited they're back on the show. It's been a minute before since they were on, about a year actually. But tonight we have from the fantastic band Across the Board, Jacqueline and Andy. And that button
hey.
Pushed. There we go. Hey, there you
Hi,
are.
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
Hey, Jamie. Thanks for
Good.
Having us again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I always have such a fun time when you're on the show. It's always a
Thank
pleasure.
You.
And you guys are, you know, just I wish you had more going on right now. No, I'm kidding. Man, you got a new CD out. You're getting ready to play tonight.
Yep. We are.
Wow.
We are. We're going to be on stage in about an hour, actually. We're opening up a show for a cancer benefit tonight called She's Listening, which is for Ovarian Cancer Canada. So we pulled an acoustic set, and we're just outside of the Burdock here in Toronto, ready to go and talking to you.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Now, Toronto is one of those weird towns. I think it's how it's set geographically. Man, when it's cold, it's cold. And then, boom, it's summer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. You know, like,
it's very
I grew up in Detroit, and they have seasons. You know, you're like, okay, 3 months of this, 3 months of that, 3 months. Toronto, man, it's like somebody flips a light switch, and okay, here we go.
Pretty much every city in Canada is like that, actually. Where I grew up, which I was born in Edmonton, Alberta, which is even worse. You get winter for
really?
8 months of the year, and then it's kind of
construction.
And then
the
it's
other
construction
season.
Season.
Right. That's awesome. That's awesome. Now you like you said, you lived in Alberta. When did you? It's been a minute, right? About 6 years, something like that. You bounced up, if memory serves me right. Maybe it's longer.
Almost. I think we're getting close to 9 or 10 years now that I've been out here in Toronto.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Wow.
I still don't know the city, which is crazy. I kind of know my area and I can drive around downtown, but if somebody says, oh, go to XYZ, I'm like, huh? What? What's that? Don't you know?
I tell you.
Not a clue.
Toronto is one of those. As long as I can see the CN Tower, I'm okay. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, I need to go that direction.
Yeah, the water is that way, and the water is not that way, so I know where I am.
Right. I might have left a party one night I'm thinking about right now and very inebriated and made my way back to where I needed to be using that method, like the French fur trappers of old navigating by landmark. No, I don't think they had the tower then to navigate. Toronto's always a fun town, though. I really enjoy, always have a good time there. Always have a good time. I've never had a bad time in Toronto. And I'll tell you, it's a big city, but I don't get a crime like vibe there. You know, like most other cities you go to.
Yeah.
You'll turn a corner and you're like, oh man, this can be bad.
Well, you know, it's like, I think it's like most Canadian cities. I mean, yeah, there's crime here. There's a few areas that are kind of iffy. And, you know, there are gunshot wounds and you hear about bullets. Mm. But for the most part, no. We don't have a very high crime rate. You can walk downtown. I mean, in our neighborhood, I often forget to lock the door to be dead honest. And I'm like, oh,
right.
My God, I got to go lock the door. Because everybody's outside and they're mulling around. And so the neighbors, we know all our neighbors. And
right.
It's pretty rare.
Yeah. They'll say something. If they see cats, you know, walking out of your house with the big TV and pantyhose on their head, they're like, hey, that ain't
yeah,
right.
Yeah, they call the police.
Maybe it is.
Police.
I don't know.
Yeah. And if any, if there's ever a police car or an ambulance on the street, everybody's got to go see what's
right.
going
yep. What's happening? Yep, that's awesome. That's good, though. There's nothing wrong with that. So tell me, this last year, you guys have done a lot, got together a full-length album. And that's a big
deal. We did. So the last
a lot of work,
I
imagine.
It was, but it was fun work. The last time we talked to you, we had just released our EP, Amends. And
mm-hmm.
since then, we have gone on a coast-to-coast tour here in Canada. We traveled by plane, train, and automobile, and back
wow.
again. We have basically toured all over Ontario, and we toured right across the country, all the way out to Vancouver on one side, and Newfoundland, the far east. So we
mm-hmm.
did that, and then we wrote this album, and as we've been writing this album, we've been doing all of our various series on YouTube and Facebook that we do. We have something that comes up every day.
Nice.
There, so we've got like a new kitchen show and a carpool karaoke show and an acoustic jam show. Yeah, we've got a daily vlog and this new album that just came out in early May. And then we're taking our show on the road again this summer. We're going to be touring a little closer to home this summer,
mm-hmm.
but still sort of spreading the word around here for across the board. Yeah.
Nice. Well, that's very cool. And I love that you guys do that, too, that you have so much happening, because it keeps everything fresh. And it really endears you to your fans and friends and everybody who, you know, I suggest, folks, we have links up to Across the Board's website, Across the Board. It's very easy to find, acrosstheboard.ca, www.acrosstheboardband.ca. There, I got it right.
That's right.
But there's links. Or if you just go to YouTube and put in Across the Board, too, subscribe to that because it's fascinating. They've got a ton of videos on there.
Yeah.
Just tons and tons and tons. Yeah, and that helps.
It's
you know, that,
fun.
That helps.
Fun, we love to collaborate with other artists around us, too, so that gives us a vehicle to do that. And also, I mean,
right.
it gives us a way to engage with our fans on a different level that most fans probably don't take advantage of. I think everybody can take advantage of it. I mean, we do this daily
mm-hmm.
vlog. Our life is open. You know, we play with other artists here in and around Toronto. We haven't done much collaboration across the internet out into the world, but I'd like to start doing that. And, you know, we've just got lots of stuff going on all the time. So you can kind of follow us along, the soap opera that is Across the Board. Come on our reality TV ride.
Nice. Well, and I wanted to talk a little bit about Across the Board. Now, you guys have been together as a band. Across the Board came together, I believe, it's been 3-4 years now?
2013, so 5 years. The first couple,
nice.
We were a YouTube band. We were a YouTube cover band. So we did lots of videos. We did, like, pretty high-level music videos that were covers every week. We did that for a couple
right.
of years. And then our fan base, which started growing, were asking us, well, what does your music sound like? What do you play? Like, you're doing a good job with these covers, and we're having fun with this, but what is your sound? So we felt a little pressure to kind of get off our butts and start writing, which we had been doing. I mean, we've always been jamming. It started out as a jam session, really.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when Jane on Fire, which was our first album, came out, which is kind of a mishmash of songs. You know, it had sort of the development of the band looking for our sound. It wasn't kind of slapped together, but it kind of felt like that in retrospect, because there's so many different varied kind of sounds. And we did that album all by ourselves. And then by the second EP, which was the one that we had on your show last year, by now
mm-hmm.
we've got a producer, we've got a direction, we've got a sound, we're pop rock, and, you know, we're starting to sort of make our way. And then by this album, which we wrote as a rock opera, actually, we really gelled. The story's there, the sound is there, I know what our sound is, I know what our strengths are as a band, and so when Mandy and I write for the band, it comes from a place that makes sense, you know, we have a sound, we have our sound.
Fantastic. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks. And it's cool because, you know, you're absolutely right. I remember that period of, you know, of ancient history of, you know, 4 years ago or whatever it was, 5 years ago. A lot of people were doing that was kind of the thing to do were these cover videos and whatnot. A lot of people got, you know, real well known doing that. And it's cool to see the progression and the growth that you guys have had. Not only as a band, but creatively as well. From that, you know what I mean? The humble beginnings, we'll say. And I see nothing wrong with bands, especially getting or anyone. I tell you what, in the art world that I'm in, it's the first thing you do. You start painting in the style of, you know, whomever.
Yeah.
Got to learn that
exactly.
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Of course. You have to explore your influences. And I think, too, what all of those videos did for us was not only creatively and artistically delving us as a band, but technically, you know, technically figuring out how to film, how to record, how to make things sound better, how to sing better. You know, as we're moving along in the process, now we're on video 451, we have editing to do because we know what we're doing, we know how to streamline it, you know, and we're better. And I'm, you know, there's no vocal tuning happening anymore. Little things like this. So.
Oh, awesome. They, you know, I tell you, it's interesting because the same thing happened with my show. I remember in the beginning, man, you know, I was getting a show together, and I'm like, and it would take me like 2 hours just to get the graphics together and all this and. Man, I have files and stuff on file now. I'm like, oh, I need that great image. Boom, I got it. I got, you know, as opposed to like having to make everything and then the editing. Oh my God, what a night! Because I didn't know how to do any of that stuff. You know, it was all new to me. And
it comes along. I remember the first time we did one of our kitchen sessions, which is sort of a musical cooking show. We were on
awesome.
I think episode 17, 18, something. I don't know. Around there now. So it hasn't been for a long time, but, you know, several months. And the first time we did it, it used to take us 3-4 hours to edit, and we're like, this is crazy. It's too much. But now, the way we shoot it to edit it. So it only takes about 1.5 hours to edit, which is a lot different than 4 or 5 hours, you know, and it just comes as you go. It just
more
comes
efficient.
Along.
It's more efficient now. But it always seems like a big learning curve, though. So, you know,
right.
Trying to keep up,
oh, everything
and
is.
Keep up with whatever is current.
Even just like touring. Learning how to set up for a show. I mean, now we can walk into a show and pretty much, like, off we go. But I remember the anxiety of playing live. You know, we were on the internet box for so many years, and then suddenly we're out in the real world, and we're like, oh, my God, there's people in the audience, and we can't do a do-over. There's no mulligan here like you can do on film.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's you know, and it's different because when you're on camera, you're kind of only – in my case on mic, it's almost like you're in front of one person, you know, that's, it's very easy to think of it that way, but really,
yeah.
When you're on stage, there's a lot of people and, you know,
well, it can be, although sometimes there aren't, I have to say, which is like one of the songs on
that's
our little rock opera actually is about that. It's called No Curtain Call. And it's about that moment where bands are like, you know, the lights come on and you look up and you're like, damn, there's like 5 people here, and I think they all work here. So we just played a show at the Hideout for our CD release, which was, 300 people, and it was sold out. And
right.
And that was that's a different, you know, animal altogether. And that can be a little nerve-wracking, but it also, the adrenaline also takes over, and it can be awesome. That was awesome. I don't know. How did you feel, Andy?
That was a good run. That was really good.
I loved it. I got off stage. I was so bloody sweaty. I couldn't even, like, stop and talk to people because I really was sweating buckets. I thought, I have to go figure out a way to stop sweating so that I don't make all our fans sweat.
It's pretty hard to sell out a good-sized venue locally.
Yeah, it is in your hometown, and I don't know why that is, but it is. And here in Toronto, we've got, you know, hundreds of bars that have live music, so...
Right.
It's a real happening scene, so it's more difficult to fill these places up. You can't play every weekend, you know?
But there's only so many shows that your friends will come out to before you get sick of you.
Right. Exactly.
We have more fans here in the Toronto area now that aren't our friends, but in the early days, when it was just the friends, it's like, oh, my God, you guys can't. And no.
They're hearing the real music.
Yeah, like, gotta get up early. Sorry, guys, we can't come out at midnight on a Wednesday night. Sorry.
When I lived in Vegas, it was worse. I knew bands, because Vegas is a 24-hour town, and, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, our set starts at 4:30 a.m. Yeah, that was man, that's hard to pull. Yeah, people. Oh, my gosh. Hey, let's play a track, because I want to talk about, there's such great, I've got 3 queued up here to go. Got It Shouldn't Be This Hard, Nothing to Say,
great.
And Sonic Boom. What should we play first,
perfect.
Do you think?
Let's play It Shouldn't Be This Hard. I got a good story for you about that one.
Awesome. Here it is, folks. This is Across the Board, It Shouldn't Be This Hard.
Pushing off the aftershock of empathy.
And we're back, folks. It shouldn't be this hard to get back directly after the track. No, I'm kidding. That was a fantastic track. It shouldn't be this hard by Across
Thank
the
you.
Board. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com. Now, you guys, as you were saying, you were on tour when you primarily wrote this album?
Yeah, we were on tour. We were on a train traveling from Toronto to Vancouver and back during most of the album writing process. We were taking the train through an artist on board program through Via Rail here in Canada, stopping along the way, playing shows on the train for the passengers all the way down to Vancouver. So this particular song I wrote when I was procrastinating doing about 8 other things. I was supposed to be doing some taxes and this and that, and I'm like, I just looked at the pile of stuff I was supposed to do, and I was like, it shouldn't be this hard. And then I wrote the song in about 10 minutes.
Nice. I love these stories. Hey, how cool is it that you're on a train traveling program that the government puts on, Canada, or whomever. There again, folks, down here in the States, that's a brilliant idea. We need to do more stuff like that here. Oh, my gosh.
No, well, really,
what an opportunity.
It really supports artists here. And basically, I mean, it was amazing. You get put up on the flagship train called the Canadian, which is the Via Rail passenger train. People from all over the world take this train across the country to see, you know, Canada, which is quite
beautiful
country,
yeah. Really
going from, you know, east to west. And our job was to eat, drink, be merry, and play 3 shows a day, plus or minus 1 on the platform at certain stops. So Winnipeg,
nice.
Jasper, Vancouver, yeah, it was lovely.
No, was this the first time you guys had done something like this, or is this something you've done before?
No, this is the first time. A good friend of ours who sings with us in our band when we do live performances, who's also an artist here in Toronto, Jessica Speciale, she had done it a couple of times as a way to get out west to see family members. And we were like,
wow,
we would love to do that. We just went out and back. We went out, saw my cousin in Vancouver, did a show there, and then turned around and came back on the train doing the same thing. And we would love to do it. We just don't have 2 weeks now to do something like that. But Andy and I were talking about possibly doing it again
one way.
Yeah, maybe later in the fall.
And then
playing
on the way back.
Yeah, that's right. And then flying home on the way back, because it's about a 10-day thing when you go out and back.
Canada's a big country. That's a lot of distance, you know.
It is.
But seeing it on the train, I love traveling on train, and that's amazing. That's amazing. Hey, I have to ask. I was looking at your Facebook page, which you can get to, folks, if you go to the acrosstheboardband.ca, and there's links to all their social media. Tell us a little bit. This was a fascinating story I was reading on your Facebook page. Now, I believe it was for the record release party for this record, right, Sonic Boom?
Yeah, yeah.
Everything that could go wrong went wrong, but it got handled.
It was absolutely nuts. So we had the biggest windstorm ever in the history of Toronto. The guy who was supposed to MC called me, the radio host, and he said, "I'm coming, but I just want to let you know there's 3 car crashes in front of me, 2 telephone poles are down, and there's a lady pinned by an electrical line and some ambulances. But I'm coming," he said. I was like, holy crap. And it was true. There were lines down and trees down and cars stopped. Metal garbage dumpsters, the big ones, rolling down the street. How does that happen? And still, over 300 people came to the show, which was amazing.
Wow.
The venue had zero power, so the guys went out and got 2 generators. They went and got some string lights from IKEA, and they got a whole bunch of ice for the beer, and they just put ice in their things, and they rewired the entire place and the entire soundstage off of 2 generators. And we had an awesome show. It was crazy.
It was great. And still filled up the venue.
And still filled the venue even in a storm like that.
Amazing, amazing. Now, I don't want you two to get used to venues going that extra mile. No, maybe they do in Toronto.
No, we know that we were floored.
We were blessed.
Yeah, we were blessed.
Oh,
at the Hideout. Jimmy Good at the Hideout. Amazing, amazing venue. And I'll tell you, we will take our business there any day of the week.
That's awesome. That is fantastic. Man, and that's cool. And, you know, literally, you hear it's very trite. In entertainment, you always hear, well, the show must go on. Well, it did. And there you go.
And there might have been some broken legs, too.
Nice. Oh, very, very cool. Now, we mentioned that you were our Jacqueline, you were raised in Alberta. Andy, I want to let people know, you were raised in Toronto, right? Hometown?
Born and raised in Toronto.
Nice.
And my parents are originally from Trinidad, and they had me in the height of the hippie era.
Gotcha.
So
I think he was conceived in the back seat of a car. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm
nothing wrong with that.
I'm positive I'm a backseat baby. They'll never admit it, but I'm positive I'm a backseat baby.
Nice. That's a good title for a song or a book even.
Oh my God,
I love
it. So backseat baby. All right. High five, Andy. High five. We have a writing workshop this weekend. I'm gonna take that note down. Give you some credit for that. Thank you.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Hey, folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all-natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out L'ApothecaryUnique.com. Spelled L'ApothecaryUnique.com. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Holla to Miami to London, www.merch.com. www.jamierock.us.
Now, Jacqueline, I notice I'm looking at my show notes here, and it says it gives a big list here of all the various instruments you play, ton of woodwinds, oboe, flute, and saxophone. You also do drums and then stringed instruments and everything. What was the cello? You know, what was the first instrument that you learned as a young lass?
A recorder, because that's what you learned here in Canada.
A recorder.
A recorder.
Nice.
That's the very first instrument that you learn as a kid, a school kid in Canada. And then I think the next one was a guitar. My mom sent me to guitar classes at about the age of 9 or 10. Then after that, I joined a band in about grade 7, and I started playing the oboe. But the oboe player is not a very popular person in the band, and I thought, So the flute players looked all cool, so I thought I'll pick up the flute. And then I thought I want to play stage band, and those sax players have a really cool, fans following them around. So I picked up the sax, and then the guy who was playing drums was super cute, so I had to go learn drums. And it just sort of went from
there.
Poor parent.
We'll take out a second mortgage on the house for all these instruments you got to buy now. Now, Andy, were you just a bass player from the beginning and on? Or did you mess with other instruments as well?
I'm not a bass player.
Oh, really?
I was delegated to play bass because we couldn't find a bass player for our band.
Gotcha.
But we won't tell anybody that. But originally, I was more of a. I grew up jamming with my buds, and we would just go and have those weekly jam sessions where it was nothing serious, but we would go and just get our jam out. And it started with guitar, playing acoustic, and then playing a little bit of drums. We would go and rent the room, and we would play for guitar for 10-15 minutes, and then we would all get up and switch instruments. So we just got a feel for it. I picked up a lot of instruments and never mastered any of them.
Come on now.
Jackie, awesome. I call myself as the Jackie of all trades, master of none.
Right.
Now, Jacqueline, when you were a young lady doing all these learning all these instruments and trying to get the attention of cute drummer boys at school and what have you, did you also do all the performing things that young ladies do, gymnastics and dance and all that kind of stuff as well?
Yeah, I was a figure skater. So growing up in small town Alberta, there's not a whole heck of a lot to do. We had a movie theater that we played when it wasn't broken. We had movies, but for the most part, I was a figure skater. I danced, I skied, I swam. I did a bunch of stuff.
Wow.
Busy gal. I'm in the middle of all of that. Yeah.
Nice. Well, it was good preparation, though. Good preparation, and you learned how to, entertain, I mean, that's very important if you're going to be in a band, you got to know this.
Oh, cool. Yeah. All of that stuff kind of gets you ready for the band world, that's for sure.
Nice. Let's play another track, guys. We've got Nothing to Say or Sonic Boom. Which one should we go with next?
Well, I think let's go with Sonic Boom. We're going to have to go soon because all of my band is getting in our van or waving at us because we have a sound check. Let's play Sonic Boom.
Absolutely. Here it is, folks. This is Sonic Boom across the board.
Temperature rise, don't we try? Nothing's gonna stand in
awesome across the board. I love it. I love it. And folks, this album is out. You can buy this album. It's everywhere. Right, guys?
Yeah, you can stream it on Spotify or Google Play or go to Reverb Nation or go to SoundCloud. We don't want to keep people from listening to our music by making them pay. So if you don't have money to download the album, you can go to SoundCloud or you can go to YouTube. It's all up on YouTube,
nice.
On our YouTube channel, either as a full album, just play all the songs together, or there's a video for each song as an audio video. And we're also putting out some lyric videos now, and we've got the official music video for that track, Sonic Boom, that we just filmed a couple weekends ago, coming up in a couple of weeks, too. That was done by our producers, MC2 Music Media. So that's coming up. Facebook is a good place to find that stuff, or YouTube, actually. We're ATB
nice.
Music Canada on YouTube, or just, actually, if you just Google across the board Sonic Boom, you're going to get about 5 pages worth of stuff, so you'll find it.
Nice. Very good. And, folks, it will be on our official Pop Rocks Radio Spotify playlist, which is on our homepage of my website, right at the top there, the three tracks we're playing tonight. So you can listen to it there as well. Very, very cool. Well, I know you guys, not to shuffle you out or anything, but you guys got to get to work, man. You got to get in there.
We gotta hit the road. But thank you so much, Jamie, for having us on again. And actually,
absolutely.
You got Marty and Jessica here with us saying goodbye to you, and Andy and Jackie from across the board. So thank you so much.
Nice. Well, you guys all break a leg tonight, and it's a great cause. And anybody in the Toronto area, where's this event at tonight so they can, you know, shake a tail feather and get on down there?
It's at 1184 Bloor Street, which is just west of Dufferin, called the Burdock.
Nice. Well, that's the place to be tonight, folks, so get over there. Well, you guys have a great show. Like I said, break a leg, and I will talk to you soon. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to close the show out tonight with a final track by Across the Board, which we'll play here in a second. Fantastic band, and just so thankful you guys came on the show again.
No, thanks a lot, Jamie. Thanks for having us. I'm still waiting for you to draw or paint an album cover for me, by the way. Just saying.
We will work it out. I will talk to you this week, and it
awesome.
Shall be done.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thanks,
have a good
okay.
show, you guys.
Bye.
Thanks so much, Jamie.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye. So there you go, folks. That was Across the Board. Man, what a fun band. I just always am so inspired every time I talk to them. Just really good people and fantastic musicians. As I said, we got one more track we're going to be playing by them here in a second. We're going to close the show out with. But let me just let everybody know that this show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the various social media platforms, including, you know, things like Pinterest and Tumblr and all that kind of stuff. It's all on there, man. It's all on there. And also on for free on iTunes. Back that up. What was formerly known as iTunes, iTunes is still a thing, but their podcasting part of iTunes is now called Apple Podcast. They want me to call it that, so that's what we did. We just changed all the stuff on the website for that as well. But yeah, the show is up. All the archived shows. This is episode 706, I believe, tonight. Who would have thought that? It's amazing. But yeah, it'll be on Apple Podcasts for free. And you can subscribe to Apple Podcasts, of course, and get every time we do a show right into your inbox there. Also for non-Apple Podcast brackets, iTunes, subscribers and listeners, we also have archives of all the just direct streams, or you can download the full episodes as an MP3. Play them at your leisure. How about that? Very, very cool. If you are listening to the show on Apple Podcasts in the future, hello from the past. Do me a favor, though. I really, really appreciate it. Click that ratings and review. That you know, our advertisers really dig that as well. Makes my life a lot easier, folks. A lot easier. Cool. Well, here it is. Here's the final track we want to play tonight. Nothing to say. I'm telling you, across the band, across the board. I mean, how cool is that? They're holding up the sound check. They got a big benefit show they're doing tonight, and they're out in the van talking to us. Man, dedicated. I love it. Okay, well, here it is. Across the board, nothing to say, and we will see you all. We have it. Remember, folks, we have a special afternoon edition tomorrow. Fantastic band out of London, UK called Fish Tank I talked to, and man, you guys are just really going to dig their stuff as well. Very, very cool. And that's tomorrow, 3 o'clock in the afternoon here on the East Coast, and that'll be noon out on the West Coast. Of course, you can listen to the podcast anytime you want to. Here it is, folks. Nothing to say across the board. Fantastic track. Nothing to say. Man, across the board. Just a one of my favorite bands out of the indie Toronto music scene. Just really, really good. Man, they do a good job. Okay, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. So have a great night, everybody. And we will see you tomorrow afternoon. Have a good night, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.